All right, let's dive in. Today, we're tackling the entrepreneurial mindset.
Sounds good.
We got some great stuff from Freelancing Insider to work with.
Yeah, should be helpful.
Especially for, you know, our listeners out there running their own businesses.
Right, freelancers.
Yeah.
Digital nomads.
Exactly. Or, hey, even if you're, you know, not in any of those categories, but still want to make a bigger impact.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think of entrepreneurship and it's like, oh, starting a business.
Right.
But it's really the mindset. It's a way of approaching things.
Yeah, that's it.
That can apply to, you know, anyone.
And Freelancing Insider, they really hit the nail on the head when they talk about thinking differently.
Yeah.
Finding new ways to get to your goals,
mm-hmm.
learning from mistakes.
Absolutely.
And always striving for progress.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine a gardener.
Okay.
They see an empty lot.
Right.
They don't just see dirt.
No.
They see potential.
They see a garden.
They see a garden. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's a great analogy yeah. because it's all about seeing opportunity.
Yeah.
Where others might see an obstacle or a problem.
Exactly.
And that can apply to, you know, starting a business, sure.
Right.
But it can also apply to, you know, leading a project at work.
Mm.
Or even just like navigating a tricky situation.
Absolutely.
In your personal life.
And they tell this story about a startup that hit some serious roadblocks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sales were down.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get new customers.
Struggling.
Yeah. It looked like things were really going south.
Yeah. Tough spot.
But here's the thing. The founder didn't panic.
Right.
Didn't give up.
That's huge.
Right. What they did was they kind of took a step back.
Okay. So yeah.
Retraced their steps.
Interesting.
Really tried to analyze, you know, where did we go wrong?
They took ownership. Which is, you know, not easy to do.
And that's so important.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to blame, you know, things outside of yourself.
Oh, yeah. It's way easier.
Or just, like, feel defeated.
Mm-hmm.
But they really embodied that key trait.
Yeah.
Recognizing the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step.
Yeah.
To finding the solutions.
It's about shifting the focus.
Yes.
From the problem to the solution.
And we can all learn from that.
Right.
Whether we're, you know, calling ourselves entrepreneurs or not.
Yeah.
How many times do we just get stuck?
Oh, all the time.
On what went wrong instead of how do we move forward?
It's a common trap.
And here's something else that Freelancing Insider emphasizes is collaboration.
Yeah.
Seeking guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, Have you ever hesitated to ask for help?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all have at some point.
It's a pride thing sometimes.
Right.
You know, you don't want to look incompetent. Especially, I think, in the entrepreneurial world, there's this pressure to, like,
have it all figured out.
Yeah, project that image.
Right, right.
But the truth is, everybody needs help sometimes.
The entrepreneur in the story, they understood that.
Yeah.
They actively sought feedback.
Mm-hmm.
They used it to make your strategies better.
Smart.
And they turn things around.
That's the key, right?
So it's not about going it alone.
No.
Right? It's about knowing when to tap into other people's expertise.
And recognizing that everybody has blind spots.
Right.
Right.
Nobody's
right.
perfect.
And getting outside perspectives can be really valuable.
Absolutely.
Especially, you know, if you're a freelancer or a solopreneur.
Yeah.
Working on your own.
It's easy to get stuck in your own head.
Yeah.
But having that network can make a huge difference.
For sure.
So the takeaway from Freelancing Insider is that an entrepreneurial mindset is about continuous improvement.
Yeah.
It's about pushing your boundaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And taking those calculated risks.
Right. Not just being reckless.
Exactly. Exactly. They even suggest, you know, writing down your vision.
Okay.
Breaking it down into smaller goals.
Yeah.
And then actually taking action.
Right. You got to actually do it.
You got to do it.
It's not enough to just think about it.
And then what they highlight next is really interesting.
Okay. What's that?
It's this idea of setting daily goals.
Daily.
Daily.
Okay.
That connect to your big vision.
So it's like an athlete.
Yeah.
Training for the Olympics.
Right.
They don't just like show up on the day and hope for the best.
No, they have a plan.
They've got a training plan.
Exactly.
They break it down. Into manageable steps.
Daily.
Yeah.
And it's that consistency
that
gets them to that big goal.
It gets them to the gold medal.
To the gold. Oh, it's powerful. Yeah. And it makes sense.
Totally.
If you want to do something big,
mm-hmm.
you got to break it down
into smaller steps,
into those smaller chunks,
yeah,
right, that you can tackle every day.
Makes it less overwhelming.
Less overwhelming. You build momentum.
Right.
You stay focused.
Yes, you're moving forward.
And you just keep moving towards that vision.
Yeah, I love that.
Now I got to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Freelancing Insider, they talk about curiosity and constant learning.
Yeah.
Being so important for entrepreneurs.
It is.
So I'm curious, what are you curious about right now?
Oh, that's a good question.
And what steps could you take to learn more?
Let me think. Well, you know, I'm always kind of fascinated by how technology and human behavior kind of intersect.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm really digging into like the research on AI.
Oh, wow.
Artificial intelligence and how it's going to, you know, shape the future of work.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reading books, listening to podcasts. I even signed up for a couple of online courses.
No, you're really going deep.
Yeah, trying to, you know, wrap my head around it all.
That's great. And it's interesting because you bring up a good point.
What's that?
With so much information out there these days.
Oh, yeah. It's overwhelming.
It's easy to just, you know, skim the surface.
Right, right.
But Freelancing Insider, they really highlight the importance of those deep dives, especially through books.
Yeah, books are great because you can really tap into, like, the accumulated knowledge, the experience of others.
Like having a mentor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In your pocket.
And the best part is there's a book out there for everything.
There is.
So no matter what you're interested in.
Doesn't matter what you're curious about.
You can find a book that will help you learn more.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked about the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about collaboration.
Right.
The power of learning.
Always learning.
Always learning.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where Freelancing Insider, they make a pretty bold claim. They say that an entrepreneurial mindset can actually boost your performance.
Interesting.
In any area of life.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it might seem a little counterintuitive at first.
Okay.
But when you think about it.
Yeah.
The core principles.
Yeah.
Setting goals, taking ownership, facing those challenges head on, constantly learning.
Right.
Those are all transferable skills.
They are.
It doesn't matter if you're, you know, a freelancer, a corporate executive, a stay-at-home parent.
Anything.
Anything.
So it's not just about starting a business.
Right.
It's about how you approach everything.
It's about bringing that entrepreneurial energy to everything you do.
Your work.
Your relationship.
Personal development.
Yeah, all of it.
Everything. And speaking of, you know, the freelancing world.
Yeah.
Freelancing Insider, they point out that this mindset is almost essential.
It's crucial for success in the gig economy.
Yeah, right. Because when you're freelancing.
You are the business.
You are the business. You're in charge of everything.
Finding clients, managing your time, marketing, the finances.
All of it.
All on you.
It's all on you. So you have to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Resourceful.
Adaptable.
You have to be able to adapt.
To the ever-changing market.
Exactly.
Right.
So all those entrepreneurial skills, goal setting, problem solving, resilience, that becomes like your bread and butter.
That's how we survive.
As a freelancer.
And thrive.
And thrive. And don't forget the learning part.
Oh, yeah. Never stop learning.
Right. Because the freelance world is constantly changing.
New technologies, new platforms.
Clients' needs are always evolving.
You got to stay ahead of the curve.
You got to stay ahead of the curve. Freelancing Insider, they actually suggest.
Yeah.
Setting aside specific time each week.
Dedicated time.
Dedicated time.
For professional development.
For professional development. Whether it's, you know, taking a course.
Yeah.
Going to an event.
Reading
articles, blogs, whatever.
Anything that helps you grow.
You got to invest in your skills.
Absolutely.
To stay relevant.
And in demand.
To stay in demand. And you know what? That's a great takeaway for anyone.
It is.
Really.
In any field.
If you're not growing.
You're falling behind.
You're falling behind.
Continuous learning.
Continuous learning is key.
Yeah.
To stay ahead of the curve.
To reaching your full potential.
All right. So we've covered what the mindset is.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's important.
Right.
How it can benefit you.
Professionally and personally.
But how do you actually cultivate this mindset?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Right. It's not like you just like flip a switch.
Right. If only it were that easy.
Right. But luckily, Freelancing Insider, they offer some practical steps.
Okay, good.
To get you started.
I like practical.
Right. Things you can actually do today.
Yeah.
To start shifting your thinking. To embrace that entrepreneurial spirit.
All right, let's hear it.
So the first step is all about awareness.
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
Yeah, where am I?
Take some time to really reflect on your current mindset.
Okay.
They suggest asking yourself some key questions.
Like what?
Like, how do you typically approach challenges?
That's a good one.
Right. Do you see problems as roadblocks?
Yeah.
Or as opportunities for growth?
Interesting.
Do you actively seek out new knowledge, new skills?
I like that.
Right. Are you comfortable taking risks?
Calculated risks.
Calculated risks.
Right.
So these questions can help you identify where you might be stuck in that fixed mindset, the belief that, okay, this is who I am, this is what I can do.
Right.
And it can highlight opportunities for cultivating a more entrepreneurial approach.
More of a growth mindset.
A growth mindset.
Yeah, I like that.
It's about becoming aware of your thought patterns and challenging yourself to think differently.
To think bigger.
They also recommend paying attention to your self-talk.
Oh, interesting.
How do you talk to yourself?
Yeah.
Are you constantly, you know, putting yourself down, doubting your abilities?
Yeah.
Or are you encouraging yourself?
Right.
Celebrating your wins?
Focusing on your strengths.
Focusing on those strengths.
That's important.
Because the way you talk to yourself.
Yeah.
It has a huge impact.
It does.
On your mindset.
For sure.
And your actions.
Yeah. If you want to have an entrepreneurial mindset, you got to start with that positive,
yes,
that supportive inner dialogue.
Be your own best cheerleader.
Exactly. And it's about shifting from that mindset of scarcity, limitation, to one of abundance and possibility.
I love that. It's like believing in yourself.
I gotta believe in yourself.
That's crucial for taking risks, bouncing back from setbacks, and achieving those goals.
And speaking of possibility.
Yes.
Freelancing Insider encourages us to dream big.
Dream big.
What do you really want to achieve?
Don't hold back.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Yeah, don't let self-doubt get in the way.
Envision a future that excites you.
Yeah, what gets you fired up.
That's what you should be focusing on.
And they suggest writing it down.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Right, because when you write it down,
yeah,
it makes it more real.
More tangible.
More tangible.
I like that.
Like you're planting a seed.
A seed for your future.
For your future.
I love that.
And then once you have that vision, break it down into smaller steps.
Manageable steps.
Manageable steps. What can you do today?
Today.
To move closer to that goal.
I like that. What can I do today?
Right. Because even small actions can create momentum.
They do.
And lead to big results.
Big results over time.
Over time.
Yeah.
It's about taking that big, audacious goal and breaking it down into those bite-sized pieces that feel manageable.
Makes it less overwhelming.
Less overwhelming.
And achievable.
Absolutely.
And it helps prevent that overwhelm.
Yeah.
And keeps you moving forward.
Keeps you going.
Even when things get tough.
Even when you face challenges.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where those calculated risks come in.
Yeah.
Freelancing Insider, they remind us that it's not about being reckless.
Yeah.
It's about really weighing, you know, the potential rewards versus the downsides.
Right.
And then making informed decisions.
It's not just jumping into the unknown.
No.
It's about, like, you know, doing your research.
Right.
Gathering information. Mm-hmm. And then taking that leap of faith.
Exactly. And you know, it's also important to remember that failure is a part of the process.
It's going to happen.
Every successful entrepreneur, they've had setbacks, failures.
They've been there.
Along the way. The key is to view those as learning opportunities. You know, adjust your approach and keep moving forward.
It's like that Thomas Edison quote, right?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work.
Exactly. It's about, you know, having that experimental mindset.
Yeah.
Testing ideas.
Trying things out.
Iterating, refining.
And Freelancing Insider also emphasizes surrounding yourself with the right people.
Oh, yeah. Your network.
Your network.
It's so important.
Find those mentors.
Advisors.
Peers.
People who will support you.
Yeah.
Challenge you.
Give you insights.
Share their wisdom.
Your network is your net worth, right?
That's what they say.
Connect with those people who inspire you.
People who are doing the things that you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Learn from their experience.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Or advice.
Or advice.
Yeah, collaboration's key.
Collaboration is key.
It's not about going it alone.
Right.
It's about building those relationships.
Yes.
And leveraging that collective wisdom of your community.
Exactly.
So true. And finally, you know, they remind us to celebrate our wins.
Oh, yeah.
Both big and small.
Big and small.
Acknowledge your progress.
Reward yourself.
Yeah.
Appreciate how far you've come.
Because it's easy to get caught up, right?
Oh, it's so easy. In the hustle.
In the hustle.
And we forget to celebrate.
You forget to celebrate.
Those achievements. But taking that time to acknowledge our successes.
Yeah.
It helps us stay motivated.
It does.
Builds our confidence. Fuels our passion.
Fuels our passion.
For the journey ahead.
So cultivating an entrepreneurial mindset, it's a process.
It is. It's ongoing.
It's ongoing. It's about challenging yourself.
To think differently.
To think differently. To embrace those new opportunities.
Yeah.
To push yourself outside that comfort zone.
It's worth it, though.
It is so worth it. The rewards are amazing.
The rewards are amazing.
An entrepreneurial mindset, it can empower you.
To create a life. A career
you love,
that you truly love,
filled with purpose,
passion,
and potential.
Unlimited potential.
So to wrap things up today, I think the biggest takeaway from our deep dive into the entrepreneurial mindset is that anyone can benefit from it.
Anyone.
Doesn't matter what you do.
Doesn't matter your goals.
It's about taking ownership, embracing challenges
as opportunities,
and always striving for growth and excellence.
So one last thought for you to ponder.
Okay.
What's one small step you can take today to start thinking and acting more like the entrepreneur you want to be?
That's a great question to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.